Kabakri's calm exterior was belied by a dark glitter in the eyes.
"When it arrived, we saw that it was a piece of something larger, while still possessing a subplanetoid mass. No weapon's fire could deflect it from its course. It impacted Agmedra, and the results are plain to see."
The Raug's eyes seemed full of anger.
"Two Sun-Eye vessels then arrived, clearly intending to seize the Vox Humana transports. The commander of the Siroga acted promptly, such that it and the transports made the jump to hyperspace before the Sun-Eye intruders got within weapon range."
"Where could they go? Where would be safe?"
"Nowhere. Which is why they are heading for Darien."
The Raug nodded at Cauchy's amazement.
"It has taken nearly 4 hours to gather and assemble the segments of the Virk Zoshel, the only survivor from the great and mighty fleet of Warvaunts that met their doom in the battles against the Dreamless 100 centuries ago. Now, the last Warvaunt shall plunge through the levels and veils of hyperspace and hunt down the dreamless machine minds of the Sun-Eye Monoclan. And you must be on board, Cauchy. Your skills will be needed, and your advice and mere presence if you do eventually reach the Darien system. I will not lie to you. The hazards are great."
Cauchy felt resolute.
"I am ready to go with you, Kabakri, wherever it leads."
The Raug smiled with his human face.
"I shall not be accompanying you, Cauchy. I need to use this Shintanil vessel to get to a place called the Great Hub. An old adversary of yours is about to bring another crisis to its climax, and I may be able to stop her, while mimicking you as it happens."
"Talavera,"
Cauchy guessed, knowing he was right.
"Take care, my friend. She enjoys danger."
The Heracles survivors were trooping off the assault craft and across to the square-hulled transport.
"A couple of those humans with the supplies are Raug, able to speak Earth Anglic,"
Kabakri said.
"They'll make sure they are returned to the nearest Earth Sphere outpost. In the meantime, I need to persuade your construct companion to go with me to the Great Hub."
"I wish I was going too," Cauchy said. "But I shall do what I can to prevail upon its good nature. How soon?"
"All our departures will commence as soon as possible."
Cauchy smiled sadly.
"All departures happen too soon," he said,
leading the way up into the assault craft. Chapter 28. Greg. Soon after Vice Admiral Ngassa's flagship ESS Shield Wall reached the high orbit vicinity of Darien, Greg and Lieutenant Berg were allowed to return to the Starfire. However, before they were even halfway, they received orders diverting them to the Silverlance. By the time they had docked, then trudged aft to the engineering overdeck, which was still doubling as a command bridge, Greg was feeling decidedly cranky.